Good evening. This is Akashvani. I'm Anuja Kumar with the World News. Prime Minister Narendra Modi hoisted the... Let's begin with the headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi hoists the Dharma Dhwaj on the spire of Sri Ram Janmabhoomi Temple in Ayodhya, calls upon nation to shed slave mentality to become developed by 2047. India and Afghanistan announce air freight corridor linking Kabul with Delhi and Amritsar to enhance bilateral trade. Kabul strongly condemns Pakistani air strikes in Afghanistan, warns of response at a proper time. Six people killed in Russian attacks on Ukraine. Ukrainian attack in southern Russia kills three people. And India wraps up campaign in shooting at Deaflympics in Tokyo with massive haul of 16 medals, including 7 gold. And now the news in detail. Prime Minister Narendra Modi hoisted the Dharma Dhwaj on the spire of Sri Ram Janmabhoomi Temple at Ayodhya in Uttar Pradesh today, marking the completion of the temple's construction. Speaking on the occasion, the Prime Minister said the flag represents the renaissance of Indian civilization and stands as a testament that truth ultimately triumphs over falsehood. Mr. Modi asserted that if the nation takes a resolve to free itself completely from the mentality of slavery within the next decade, then such a flame of confidence will be ignited that no force will be able to stop the realization of the dream of a Viksit Bharat by
2047. ऐसा आत्मविश्वास बढ़ेगा कि 2047 तक विकसित भारत का सपना पूरा होने से भारत को कोई रोक नहीं पाएगा.
Later in the evening, Prime Minister Modi participated in a special program commemorating the 350th Shahidi Diwas of Shri Guru Tegh Bahadur Ji at Kurukshetra in Haryana. He offered prayers on the occasion. During the program, Mr. Modi released a special coin and a commemorative stamp marking the 350th Shahidi Diwas of the revered Guru. India and Afghanistan have announced the launch of an air freight corridor linking Kabul with Delhi and Amritsar to enhance bilateral trade and connectivity. A report.
The initiative aims to strengthen economic ties and facilitate the movement of essential goods between the two nations. The decision was taken during Afghan Minister of Industry and Commerce Alhaj Nuruddin Azizi's week-long visit to India, which concluded today. External Affairs Ministry said in a statement that during the visit, Minister Azizi met External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar. Both ministers discussed bilateral ties, connectivity and people-to-people exchanges. Minister Azizi held delegation-level talks with Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal. They discussed a broad range of issues including trade facilitation and market access. Both sides agreed to the initiation of the air freight corridor on the Kabul-Delhi and Kabul-Amritsar sectors. Swati Rakheja for World News.
Kabul has strongly condemned the Pakistani airstrikes in the Afghan provinces of Paktika, Khost and Kunar, describing them as an infringement of the country's sovereignty and a violation of all internationally recognized norms. According to the Afghan government, at least 10 civilians, including 9 children, were killed last night after Pakistani forces struck a residential area in Khost, while separate airstrikes in Kunar and Paktika injured 4 civilians. In a social media post, spokesman for the caretaker Afghan government stressed that a necessary response would be given at a proper time. This is Akashvani. You are listening to World News. We bring you the top international news and updates from around the globe. At least 6 people have been killed as Russia launched a wave of attacks on Ukraine today. A building and energy infrastructure have been hit in the strike. On the other hand, a Ukrainian attack in southern Russia killed 3 people and damaged homes. Kyiv Mayor Vitali Klitschko said water, electricity and heat were knocked out in parts of the capital city. Local media reported that a large fire spread in a 9-story residential building in Kyiv's eastern district of Dnipropetrovsk. The mayor said two people were killed and five were injured in Dniprovsky, and another residential building in the central Pechersk district was badly damaged. In a subsequent attack, four people were killed and three were injured in a strike on a non-residential building in Kyiv's western Sivoshchiny district, according to the head of the Kyiv city administration, Timur Tikhonchenko. Ukraine's energy minister also said energy infrastructure had been hit without describing the extent of the damage. Meanwhile, Russian air defenses destroyed 249 Ukrainian drones overnight above various regions and the occupied Crimea. The Russian Defense Ministry said that 116 of the drones were shot down over the Black Sea. The attacks followed talks between U.S. and Ukrainian representatives in Geneva over a U.S.-Russia brokered peace plan. North Atlantic Treaty Organization, NATO, fighter jets from Romania and Germany were scrambled today after a drone penetrated deeper than ever into Romanian airspace near the Ukrainian border in what Bucharest described as a Russian provocation. Defense officials said that pilots nearly opened fire but held back to avoid potential damage on the ground. The United States formally designated Venezuela's Cartel de los Soles as a foreign terrorist organization, adding new terrorism sanctions to what Washington considers a high-level network tied to President Nicolas Maduro. Venezuela rejected the move as a ridiculous effort targeting what it calls a non-existent group. U.S. Secretary of State Marco Rubio said the network plays a central role in moving illegal drugs into the United States. The move comes as Maduro faces growing pressure from President Donald Trump's military buildup in the Caribbean. The United States has intensified strikes on suspected trafficking vessels and is preparing a new phase of regional operations. Ministry of Civil Aviation has said that there is no cause for concern at this moment following the volcanic eruption in Ethiopia and the eastward movement of the ash cloud. In a social media post, the ministry said that flight operations across India remain smooth, with only a few flights rerouted or descended as a precaution. It added that Airport Authority of India has issued the necessary notices to airmen or NOTAM, and all affected flights have been kept informed. The ministry said that it will continue to monitor the situation closely and provide timely updates to ensure passenger safety. The UAE government will introduce new digital accounting and auditing regulations in the coming months, a move aimed at expanding the role of chartered accountants and accelerating the sector's technological shift. The announcement was made by Abdullah Saleh Al-Hamadi, Director of the Auditor's Department at the Ministry of Economy and Tourism during the 43rd Annual Convention. New Delhi today stated that Arunachal Pradesh is an integral and inalienable part of India, and no amount of denial by the Chinese side is going to change this indisputable reality. In response to media queries regarding statements made by the Chinese Foreign Ministry, External Affairs Ministry spokesperson Randeep Jaiswal said that the issue of the detention of an Indian citizen from Arunachal Pradesh has been taken up strongly with the Chinese side. India wrapped up their campaign in shooting at the Deaf Olympics in Tokyo with a massive haul of 16 medals, including 7 gold, 6 silver and 3 bronze. The Indians dominated the shooting ranges, winning 16 out of the total 39 medals in the discipline during 10 days of competition. In men's cricket, chasing a target of 549 runs set by South Africa, India were 27 for 2 in their second innings at stumps on day 4 of the second and the final test in Guwahati. Sai Sudarshan and Kuldeep Yadav were at the crease when stumps were drawn this evening. And now, before we close, here are the highlights of the bulletin. Prime Minister Narendra Modi hoists Dharma Dhwaj on the spire of Sri Ram Janmabhoomi Temple in Ayodhya, calls upon nation to shed slave mentality to become developed by 2047. New Delhi says Arunachal Pradesh is an integral and inalienable part of India, and no amount of denial by the Chinese side will change this indisputable reality. India and Afghanistan announce air freight corridor linking Kabul with Delhi and Amritsar to enhance bilateral trade. Kabul strongly condemns Pakistani airstrikes in Afghanistan, warns of response at a proper time. 6 people killed in Russian attacks on Ukraine. Ukrainian attack in southern Russia kills 3 people. And India wraps up campaign in shooting at Deaflympics in Tokyo with massive haul of 16 medals. And that concludes tonight's World News Bulletin.